Unit 36. Capture. Attention. Dramatic. Millionaire. Forever. Effect. Convince. Evidence. Statistics. Dentist. Physician. Judgment. The first rule for advertisers is to capture our attention. In magazines, it is often done with an exciting photograph or a dramatic statement like, "You can be a millionaire," or "Stay young forever." After they have your attention, advertisers' second rule goes into effect, making us feel that we need the product. Often, it's something that we don't really need, so advertisers have to create a desire in us. Finally, advertisers need to convince us that they are telling the truth. Rule number three is giving us evidence. Some advertisers use statistics. Others use statements from people like a dentist talking about toothpaste or a physician recommending a certain vitamin. Since we often think of numbers as facts, and since we usually believe the judgments of doctors, we may begin to believe in the product.
Unit 37. Psychological. Impact. Researcher. Spider. Murder. Shark. Arouse. Fear. Rarely. Profoundly. Randomness. Strike. Warn. Creature. Silently. Separate. Soul. Dispassionately. Identity. Type. In the 1960s, there was a study done that sought to determine which single word has the greatest psychological impact on people. Researchers tested reactions to words like spider, snake, rape, murder. It was the word shark that aroused the greatest fear response. But why do sharks, which human beings come in contact with so rarely, frighten us so profoundly? The seeming randomness of their strike is part of it. So is the lack of warning. The fact that such a large creature can approach silently and separate body from soul so dispassionately. To the shark, we are without identity. We are no more than meat. And to human beings, the loss of identity is a type of death all by itself.
Unit 38. Society. Protect. Legal. Purpose. Risk. Dessert. Reality. Function. Property. Withhold. Consent. Agreement. It is not often realized that women held a high place in southern European societies in the 10th and 11th centuries. As a wife, the woman was protected by the setting up of a legal right called decimum. The purpose of this was to protect her against the risk of being deserted by a husband. But in reality, its function in the social and family life of the time was much more important. The name decimum came from the fact that the wife had the right to receive a tenth of all her husband's property. The wife also had the right to withhold consent in any business agreements her husband would make.
Unit 39. Document. Equal. Degree. Status. Share. Management. Personally. Possess. Opposite. Defend. Inheritance. Exceed. Occasion. Spirit. And more than just a right. The documents show that she enjoyed a real power of decision, equal to that of her husband. In no case do the documents indicate any degree of difference in the legal status of husband and wife. the wife shared in the management of what her husband personally possessed. But the opposite was not always the case. Women seemed perfectly prepared to defend their own inheritance against husbands who tried to exceed their rights, and on occasion they showed a fine fighting spirit.
Unit 40. Household. Insist. Compensation. Drag. Contract. Assign. Oblige. Sake. Hot-tempered. Economic. A case in point is that of Mayu Vivas, a Catalan woman of Barcelona. Having agreed with her husband, Miro, to sell a field she had inherited for the needs of the household, she insisted on compensation. None being offered, she dragged her husband to an official copyist and succeeded in having a contract duly drawn up, assigning her a piece of land from Miro's personal inheritance. The unfortunate husband was obliged to agree, as the contract says, for the sake of peace. Either through her legal right or through being hot-tempered, the Catalan wife knew how to win herself a powerful economic position.